So I would like to speak with you a little bit more about silence and hearing. Science, scientific measurement of electromagnetic vibration pulsing has shown us that every material thing has a vibratory resonance. Even the earth itself has its own vibratory rate. Resonance. Every material thing is vibrating, so to speak. Many people in both the scientific community and in the spiritual world say that this material world is fundamentally composed of sound and light. Sound congealed, solidified, slowed down vibratory rate, sound becomes materiality, and our world is actually a world of sound and light. And those two components further break down into what the Buddha called ultimate reality, the manifestations dancing of earth, air, fire, water, the elements that exist in the material world, earth, air, fire, water. And our experience of those elements happening, dancing, compose our feelings, our sensations. For instance, sensations of pressure that you feel in your body. Easily feel wherever it's touching a surface. Those sensations are the movement of earth energy. Or the sense of vibration, vibratory movement that you sense in your body. It's warm, vibrating air element dancing. Making itself known, present. Heat, cold, pain, fire element, the movement of fire. And then the cohesiveness and the sense of density of this body, water. Scientists say this physical body is about more than 75% water, actually. But it's also vibratory sound. It has a resonance, an electromagnetic resonance that's measurable. The entire earth does. Everything is vibrating. Whether we are aware of it or not. This measured vibratory resonance is present all the time. It's here all the time. And when our minds are not distracted by what we distract them with, thoughts, excitement, imagination, concepts, when we are not distracted and when there's the opportunity for the mind in concentration to become still more and more, slowly, quietly still, that sound, the electromagnetic vibratory presence of creation itself, and there are those who say the vibratory sound that permeates our world is coming from what's called the Big Bang, from the beginning. From the beginning, there has been sound. And in the spiritual worlds, by that I mean among people who are interested in these things and study these things, it's well known and has been for long, long time, since ancient times, that one can hear, it's possible to hear in the silence, the sound of silence, which is the vibratory resonance of everything that is happening. It's possible to hear the sound of silence. Now, but because of our habits of hearing with these ears, we think then that that's what I'm talking about, that we can hear the sound of silence with these ears. But it's much more expansive than that. It's much more permeating the very essence of everything that is than that. The vibratory sound of silence occurs everywhere. Everywhere. It's all vibrating. And in the quietude of the mind, when the mind is still, this ancient practice, it's so well known. The Greek philosopher Pythagoras called listening to the sound, listening to the music of the spheres, he called it the music of the spheres. Philosophers, and scientists, and spiritual adepts have for centuries been speaking about it. Poets write about it. The Sufi poets, in particular, Hafiz, Jalaluddin Rumi, others, write in their poetry about the sound that is the core essence of all existence. It's been called the Word. In the Bible, it's called the Word. In the beginning was the Word. It's been called the Holy Spirit. It's been called the Guest. That's a good one, the Guest. The Wine. Drinking the wine. It's been called the flute, different instruments, the unstruck chord. It has names down through history. One of them that I'm familiar with is called the Shabad. The Shabad is the totality of the vibratory sound, the vibratory movement of creation happening itself. Beginning with the beginning, whenever that was, or how that was, no one really knows. Oh, physicists and brilliant scientists are examining that mystery all the time. Where did it come from? How did it happen? How is it that we can measure vibratory frequency of the earth? 24 vibrations per second. The body of the earth itself. How amazing. For millennia on end, there have been serious spiritual seekers who spend lifetimes developing their ability to hear the sound of silence. They say you can hear it inside your head, not with the ears, inside. And yet, when you listen very closely and carefully inside, more and more with the level of concentration, it changes its characters, becomes a kind of music. The sound of everything. In fact, when people try to describe it to others, there has developed this habit of saying it's the sound of, very much like the sound of a field of crickets at night. A field of crickets at night is what you begin to hear when you listen into silence. I have a friend who linked me in recently to some sound experts, technician engineers, who actually recorded fields of crickets at night, the sounds of the crickets. And I've listened to those recordings, and you know, it's amazingly true. Very similar, very much like the sound of silence when you start to tune into it. And then once it has your attention and you are patient and committed to listening more deeply, more and more subtly to what it is you're hearing, you notice there are many, many sounds in the sound of silence. This one of my teachers called it neurological buzz. Yeah, this neurological buzz. It's more than a neurological buzz. It's a universal buzz, the sound of creation happening, the sound of life perhaps coming into form. It's very real. It isn't somebody's fantasy. My first spiritual teacher, with whom I lived for a while in India, taught me about listening to the sound of silence. He called it the Shabbat, listening to the Shabbat, saying, there's only one relationship, brother, and that relationship is between you and the Shabbat. I would say brother and sister, for all of us, there's one relationship essentially with the vibratory sound out of which we arrive here. Out of the silence, we arrive. And we appear moment by moment by moment, each moment. Really, life, our lives are unfolding moments of events. This moment, this moment, this moment. Unfolding events occurring in vibratory sound. And then the egoic mind, the human mind, puts them all together into a duration, a continuation that we think is who we are. Our experience seems like it isn't just isolated momentary events, but there's a story. So we put it together, all together into our story. Everybody here, we each have our story and multiple stories, don't we? These are stories that you tell yourself about what has happened and about who you are. We do that all the time. And then the ego self, in desperation of some proof of existence, that it actually is here, clings to the stories that we build about our experiences. As me. Oh, this is what I am. I'm the story of Robert. The story of Michael or Jane. However that unfolds moment to moment to moment is just continuation and more events added to the stories of what we think is real. But they're simply passing, unfolding events in sound. Ooh. One of the very well-known experiences that comes with meditation, deep meditation practice, and spiritual life, commitment to spiritual life, is the realization that we don't really know anything that's true. That everything we believe is simply our made-up stories. That's hard to digest, isn't it? It isn't how you think it is, and it isn't how you have come to believe it is. And it isn't who you are. It's just sound happening in vast silence. And when we come together like this, we have the opportunity in our sitting to tap in briefly, maybe a little bit, to the vastness, the expansiveness, the unlimited silence and space we live in, or we are floating in, or falling through. When I talk about this, I'm always reminded how one of my teachers, Trungpa, said one day, the bad news is you're falling through empty space without any ledge to hold on to. There's nothing to hold on to. You're falling through empty space. And then he says, the good news is there's no ground. Yeah? Where does that leave you? Now, in emptiness. In Buddhism, we speak a lot about emptiness. It means, really, there's no such thing as any separate self-existing thing. The world is empty of separate things. It's all vibratory sound, one way of putting it. And the practice of listening into silence that goes well with Vipassana meditation, attending to breath, becoming still, becoming focused, and then quiet enough to attend, not with the ears, but more and more with the expanded awareness of how huge this vibratory presence is and how it comes from the past. Like maybe it comes from some way far away place into the moment and arrives into being your experience in the moment. I'm convinced in my work that the sensations of the living body that we attend to, the vibratory sensations, the ongoing felt body sense, the warmth, the heat, the tensions, the twistings, are really vibratory sound manifesting in the physical world. Your feelings are composed of vibratory, electromagnetic magic, whatever it is. It's wonderful. And when you develop an interest into listening at that level and you begin to hear, not with your ears, but with your senses, your total senses, the electromagnetic sound of creation, you don't have to hunt for yourself anymore. It becomes very obvious you are that creation. Contemplate that for a moment. And what I'm describing to you is not some sort of fancy pie-in-the-sky idea. It's what's available to anyone who's interested and determined, determination's important, and committed to studying, who am I? What am I doing here? Anyone who's taking life seriously, so to speak, is wondering what's going on here and listening in solitude into the stillness is a method of exploration. In Buddhism, the tradition is called listening to the nada sound. The nada sound. Perfect. The nothing sound. Nada. Listening to the sound of silence. The abbot, the current abbot of a wonderful monastery in England, Ajahn Sumedho, has a book out entitled The Sound of Silence. And in the whole book, he's exploring listening to the sound of silence as the practice of awakening. Awakening to what you truly are, true self. So I'm more and more, as years have gone on, and certainly more and more recently, emphasizing to people I speak to, listen to the sound. Develop your capacity to tune into existence in that way, by listening. To that field of crickets, and then concentrating on the field of cricket sounds, and then that becomes more and more and more beautiful. Expanding, expanding, expanding. Listening to the nada sound. I talk about it more and more because as I become ancient myself and more wanting to get to the point of it all, after so many years of teaching and talking and teaching and talking, I'm more and more saying, hear it. Listen. Hear that sound. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's not just here in the ears. You hear it with your whole body. It's the movement of maybe life force. It's certainly the sound of creation. Perhaps the very sound of the Big Bang, whatever that is. Physicists love to speak about that. Listening. What's the value of it? Well, in regular Vipassana, in your usual meditations, you start very quickly. It doesn't take long to notice that the mind is talking. Constantly, blah, 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 blah. Constantly commenting, having opinions, judgments. Every experience, every moment of experience is judged in the mind, the me mind, as, oh, I like it, or I don't like it, attraction, aversion, or indifference. Every moment of experience is commented upon in the ego mind. The ego mind is this idea of being a separate something that exists. It comes into existence in early childhood. I think around 2 months it starts to happen as a point of view in the mind that I'm here, I'm me. The teacher, spiritual teacher, Nisargadatta, a Hindu mystic master of meditation who died in the late 60s, I believe, said at one point in regard to the ego self, he said the primary root cause is happening when the thought, I am, comes into contact with pure consciousness and shatters it. I am shatters pure consciousness. And after that, what occurs is all the experiences, the physical, the mental, the sensation, the emotional events that occur in a lifetime that we call the will of God. What happens then is the will of God after that primary root thought, I am. I am here. I am. Then we add, I am, you know, I am all the stories. I am what I'm thinking at this moment. I am what I experience here now. It begins with the thought, I am. The burning bush through which Moses hears God speak says to him, I am that I am. I am that I am. Oh, I've contemplated that so long. I am. The ego self has that thought, I am somebody. And then it becomes, I am somebody special. I am somebody who has these experiences. I have this mother and this father and this family and this school and everything that's happened to me. I am all of that. And I am separate from everything that is not me, which is everything else. I am separate from everything other. Is what happens in the ego mind. This notion of becoming separate from the whole. The sound of silence vibrates as a totality. There's no separation. You can hear it when your mind is still. You can hear it. You can feel it. You can bask in the presence of it. How about knowing yourself like that? It's a step, what? I don't know, beyond your psychological telenovela story about who you are. It's an experience of true self. When you hear the sound of silence, in which you can't hear it by trying to grab it, anything you try to do and make an effort to hear it gets, of course, in the way, makes static. You hear it because you're willing to allow it. You're willing to open to it. It's a willingness to let it happen, because you don't have to make it happen. It's happening, believe me. When that experience comes of hearing the sound of silence, it cuts through all thinking. It's more powerful than thought. So when you're obsessed with obsessive thinking, or you're deeply troubled with thought, and everybody is from time to time, if you can listen, shift attention to that level of sensing, it erases the thoughts. What becomes primary is the sound itself. When your practice allows you to experiment in that way, you have at your disposal all the, at every moment, a way of resting. Resting in time. Outside of time and now, resting. The sound of silence is peace. It comes with peace. It comes, it's an amazing experience. You can see it arriving in your mind as well as hearing it. And what it brings is comfort. It's another name for it is the Comforter. The Comforter. People who've been studying this for ages and ages have named it that. The Holy Spirit. The voice of God. The sound of everything that is. It's available in your attendance. It's available for your expanded awareness. I want to shout it from the tops of the palm trees, you know. Listen, for God's sake. Find out who you are. Listen, find out who you truly are. Don't live your life in this lurching from one drama and suffering to another. One moment of disappointment to another. Practice here. Use what's available to you. And I'm sitting here this morning. I'm 84 this week. I'm here saying to you, after 50 years of practice, there is nothing more valuable in your life than learning to listen in this way to who you are, to the electromagnetic vibration, the neurological buzz of everything. It's real. Just as your breath is real, you experience your breath. You know the sensations that you're having right now. The Buddha called ultimate reality is sensing your body at that level here. Earth, air, fire, water, mind. You don't have to continue your life as just another lost soul scrabbling for pleasure and hoping to avoid pain. There's more than that. Much more, much more. And here now, sitting here after all these years of Dharma talks, and oh my God, how many Dharma talks. After all these years here in Todos Santos of Dharma Talks, I'm saying to you, please hear what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. It's for you, not me, not for me. You must put effort into it. Unfortunately, it requires some grunt work, yes, which means sitting down, being quiet for a period of time, limiting your busy activities, and simply attending to your breath and your body, and at some point, the stillness that you sit in. You see, it's not out there somewhere. You're sitting in the middle of it. You're bathed in grace. Bathed in grace. When will you realize it? The sound of silence. The Shabbat. the electromagnetic vibratory presence of what is, certainly creation. You are part of it. You are it. You are this. You're not some separate individual scrabbling for enough money to have a living, trying to find work that brings you happiness. You're much, much more than all that. You're much more than being fathers and mothers and sons and daughters and all of the stories that the news is filled with and gossip lives on, all of that. There's nothing more important than your awakening to your true self. There is nothing that has higher priority. And listening just to that field of crickets, you know, listening to that in the silence. Takes you out of yourself into the great self. The expansive everything is. When you can hear your life that way, what it brings to you is happiness, peacefulness, and ultimately freedom. Happy. Peaceful, free, that mantra of metta, I've been talking about it for weeks, metta being, may you be happy, may you be peaceful, may you be free from suffering, may I be happy, may I be peaceful, may I be free from suffering, that the mantra of metta is happy, peaceful, free. When you listen to the sound of those words in your mind, the vibratory sound, happy, peaceful, free, leads you to the sound of silence, connects you to it. Find out for yourself if what I'm saying is true. Find out. Thank you this morning.